And we left off in the middle of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yud Beis. Continuing the halachas of Teichen, the Ramah. We had a head of Ein Teichen Achar Teichen. For example, bread, there's no problem of grinding it or pulverizing it into small pieces. But since the wheat kernel was already once ground up into flour, and it's the same wheat and flour that's now made into bread, into challah, so you could break up into very small pieces, no problem of Teichen. Ein Teichen Achar Teichen. There's another heter that the Ramah brings now from the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Ran, which is similar to by Beira. Just by Beira's halacha, if it's for immediate use, there's no problem with Beira, because it's called Derech Achila, not Derech Malacha. Teichen also, if you crush it and you grind it for immediate use, whether to eat or whatever the usage is for immediate use, so then it's called Derech Achila and not Derech Malacha. Mishnah points out that just like by Beira, it cannot be done with the Kliya Miuchel Abrera, but the Kehle is typically used for Brera, and the Kliya Miuchel Abrera, it's a Malacha Deraisa of Brera, even if it's for immediate use for Miyad, for La'altar. The same will apply over here by Teichen, that it's for immediate use, but if you did it with a Kliya Miuchel Atchino, the Kliya is typically used, like a Hakmaster talks about, something that's typically done with a Kliya that's a Miuchel for Teichen, so then it will still be Malacha Deraisa, as opposed to someone does with a random sakin, a random knife, then it will be Mutter, as long as it's for immediate use according to the Ramah. Anyway, someone uses a kli miyuchad l'tchina, even if it's not going to be a melacha of teichen for a different reason, like it's not going to do the karka, etc., they'll still have a drabban iser of uvda l'chol. But here we're saying it's a deraistic iser, we lost the heter of derech achila. Now this whole heter of derech achila is questionable, although the Ramah paskins it, based on the Shuvas HaRashba and the Ran, the Ar Rishayim don't hold of it. Magen Avraham brings from the Shulta Gibarim that does not hold of this heter, and therefore, even though someone wants to be samach on this heter, we cannot be meicha, we cannot protest against them, as long as taka samach l'suda, when they do it, for example, like when the Olam is coming out of the shul, that's when the wife could do the teichen, same way she could do the bayra at that time, if it's done with all other conditions. However, it's not like a chilo, not like a be samach on this heter b'chlal. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah holds that one should only be samach on it with another tziruf, they should cut the piece a little bigger. A little bigger than the way he usually cuts them. Even if it's not big enough, that it should altogether not bechlal be in the question of teichen. But b'tzir of the fact that samach l'suda, samach to the time it's going to be used. You have the heter of the Ramah based on the Rashba and the Ran. And you cut the piece a little bigger, these two factors together are enough to make a mutter. Now it's important to point out, not just dealing with achil of a person eating, you could be cutting something up for tanagolim, for chickens to eat. It'll be the same gedarim, the same rules, that we hold of this heter, so as long as samach achila, it's not kli miyuchel beir, it's fine. If it would be machmak, the mishmur encouraged to be machmak, the pieces should be made a little bigger than usual. The same if somebody's cutting it for somebody else, for a different person to eat. That's nothing to do with who's eating it, it's the same as by beir. The point is that for immediate use, you have this heter, for those who hold of the heter, as long as it's not done with the kli miyuchel lekach, and Mr. Burr encouraged the Machmer to also make sure the pieces are a little bigger, not to be semich on this heter straight. Then Mr. Burr tells us a few more halachas over here. Somebody who breaks down into smash the smithereen, so to speak, a piece of wood, and he pulverizes it. So that's teichen. Teichen is not just by food, and it's not just by grain making it into flour, but someone who pulverizes a piece of wood. Wood does come from the ground, it comes from a tree. The same thing, it's tzurara of afar. Somebody takes like a clod of dirt from the ground and he pulverizes it. It's chayav mishem teichen. Somebody takes wood and he saws it down until you have like sawdust or small pieces, or the same can be like a piece of metal. Somebody cuts it down and makes it down to very, very small pieces. That would be the same malacha of teichen, abi malacha deraisa. And if somebody cuts wood into tiny pieces, if the size is enough to levashok or gregris, if it's a certain size, enough to make a gregris, it'll be a shear to be chayiv chatas. Now, let's say somebody cuts in the wood into big pieces, so now there's no problem of teichen, because it's too big to have the issue of teichen. However, he's makbal amida. He does a certain exact size, a certain exact measurement, because he wants to have it a certain size, the way the style was, the people who chopped wood in those days, with a certain size longer than typically chop it. Say it's chayiv for a different malacha, the malacha of machatech, like the Rambam talks about perek al b'chashavis. We didn't have so much about this yet in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, but somebody who's cuts something is makbal amida. He's makbal to have a certain exact size. When he cuts something, cuts it to a certain exact size. It's primarily negiah by begodim, by garments, and by material, cutting it to a certain exact size. That's the malacha derais of machatuch. The same would be someone who chops logs to a certain exact size, even if it's big enough not to be an issue of teichen, but you still have the malacha derais of mechatuch.